Chapter 7, Napkin Presentation Number 6, Third Party Invitation. Prospecting is the subject of this presentation, which is actually tied in with the Ships at Sea presentation. More simply, we call prospecting the third party invitation. It's important that all your people know what a third party invitation is and how to do it. Explanation. If I know Carol, I don't go up and ask Carol if she's interested in earning some extra income. The reason I don't do that is because even if Carol wanted or even needed to earn some extra money, she would probably want me to think that she's doing okay financially, and she would say, "No, I'm really not interested." What I can do is go up to Carol and say something like, "Carol, I got started in a new exciting business and you might be able to help me. Would you happen to know anyone who would be interested in earning some extra income or interested in getting into a second business?" Notice the third party, anyone. I'm asking her if she knows anyone. Do a little experimenting on this. The next 10 people you run into, gas station attendant, grocer, barber, cleaners, etc., ask them if they know anybody who would like to earn some extra income, just to get their reaction. Their response will tell you something. Most of the time, their response will probably be, "What is it?" The reason they say, "What is it?" is because the person they know who would like to earn some extra income is themselves. They just want to know a little bit more about it so they can make a decision. When they say, "What is it?" don't give them the big curiosity shot. Some people are offended by getting dragged off to somebody's home for an hour and a half presentation, and they have no idea why they are going there. Some companies train their people to not say anything. Your reply when they ask you what it is will be, "Do you know anything about multi-level marketing?" They will either say yes or no. If they say yes, ask them what they know about it. Get into a general discussion with them about MLM. Refer to Chapter 1, Introduction to Multi-Level Marketing. Point out some of the features and benefits of being involved in multi-level marketing in general. From there, invite them to sit down with you, if they're interested, to take a look at the particular program that you're in. Explain to them that it would take only an hour or so to tell them the whole story. Don't try to shotgun the program to them on the street corner or while they're supposed to be working. Without the whole story, you'd just be confusing them. Just enough confusing information for them to say no, and not enough information for them to say yes. If you follow the training of your people the way it's laid out for you, you won't have to prospect. In the process of helping the people that you brought into the business, you will run into other people that you will be able to talk to. When you run into these people, you want to talk to them about multi-level marketing so you can introduce them to the program. Most people have some fears about doing that. Where those fears come from is the idea that the person will say no to them. It's called the fear of rejection. A good example would be at a high school dance. A guy is at the first dance he's ever been to. He walks clear across the room and asks a girl to dance, and she says no. So he turns around, rejected, and walks back, never again to ask a girl to dance. He will absolutely swear that everybody in the whole auditorium saw him get rejected. Nobody likes to be rejected. Another type will ask a girl to dance, and if she says no, he will ask the next girl, and the next, and that fellow will be dancing all night. To overcome the fear of rejection, I want you to be able to trick your mind so you will be able to talk to more people. To do that, picture yourself standing on a dock. Remember, if you are waiting for your ship to come in, you'll have had to already have sent your ships out. You have to launch some ships. If you launched only one ship and it returned empty, what good did it have to have your ship come in at all? The more ships you launch, the better chance you will have of some of them coming in carrying gold. The ships carrying gold are the ones you should work with. Most people have never launched a ship, so there's nothing already in your subconscious that can hurt you. Notice the launching ramp. When you ask someone if they know anybody who would like to earn some extra income, you have just launched a ship. If they say, "No, I don't know anybody," you can say, "Fine. If you happen to run into anybody, would you have them call me?" Give them your card. So you weren't rejected. There are only two possible results in launching a ship. It will either float or it will sink. If it sinks, so what? You're standing on the dock. If it floats, great. Send it out and help it turn into a gold-carrying vessel. After presenting the napkin presentations number 5 and number 6, people will tell you they plan on being a gold. The reason they tell you that is because you have just told them that you only work with the gold ships and they want you to work with them. Take advantage of their invitation. You will benefit also.